Hello?
Yeah, hi, is this Sonia Thompson?
Yes.
Hi, Sonia. My name is Shira. I'm calling from Family First. How are you doing today?
All right.
Okay, I'm happy to hear that. I just wanted to follow up with you in regards to getting you your waiver all set up for you, the program.
So get what program set up for me?
The home care services. You reached out to us.
I just talked to the lady on the phone. I forgot her name. I just talked to her. They said it's all set up and everything.
Was that the service coordinator down at your insurance that you spoke to?
No, the insurance people said they'd be here Monday, 8:30. Hold on, I'm gonna call her right back.
I'm not
hold
sure.
Hold on. Just hold on.
Please hold while I try to connect you.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Yeah.
Hi.
One second. Hold on. She's going to answer. She just hung up with me. This is the lady right here.
All right. Well, we were just calling from the home care agency in regards to like, making sure you still wanted to continue with us with Joseph Munstresser.
Yes,
your call has been forwarded to the voicemail for Bernadette Riddick. No one is available to take your call. At the tone, please record your message. When you finish recording, you may hang up or press the pound key for more options.
Yeah, I still want to use Joseph.
Okay. Well, this home care agency is Family First. In order for us to help Joseph out, we need that authorization
from Joseph?
That waiver. I'm sorry?
What waiver, miss?
Okay.
You're confusing me with all this.
I know. We're trying to talk to you. So if you allow me to just explain why I'm calling, then I'm sure there'll be some clarity, okay? We're calling you because you enrolled in the home care services, which is also known as the waiver program within Pennsylvania State, correct? Hello?
I'm listening. You told me to listen and you explain because I'm confused.
Okay. So you enrolled in to get home care services. We see that on your insurance there is a waiver already set up there with Keystone. Does that sound familiar to you?
Yes.
Okay. So in order for us to continue assisting you in providing services for you is we need authorization from Keystone to do so. Now, we see here down on file you have Joseph as going to be your caregiver, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so when you say you spoke to a lady just now, it's a little bit confusing for us because we have to continue with our enrollment process, and I'm not sure who that lady is. So do you want to tell me who you spoke to? Was this a lady from Keystone?
No, it wasn't from Keystone. She's from the home health care, the people that's going to be assigned to do the work with us.
Okay, so in order for Joseph to be your coordinator, to be your caregiver, he has to be hired by an agency and enrolled with an agency. Now, the agency receives that authorization from Keystone to pay Joseph.
Okay,
okay?
Well, Keystone will be out here Monday, 8:30.
Amazing. So let me just give you a little bit of clarity. The service coordinator is coming down to you on Monday. They're going to ask you many questions. They're going to determine how many hours you've been approved. Did anybody talk to you about how many hours you're going to be approved?
No.
Okay, so this is what this assessment is going to be about. From my understanding.
That's Keystone said they was coming here Monday.
That's great because that's the insurance under which you have the waiver. Okay, now a service coordinator in Keystone has been assigned to you. Okay, this service coordinator, I believe, under my understanding, is coming to you this week to determine how many hours you've been approved.
Okay.
Now, they're going to also ask you which agency you want to be with. Family First has Joseph Munstresser under them. So you're going to tell them Family First is going to be your agency, okay? If they don't ask you, it's important for them to have that name down on file. Why? Because
you need to text me that because I can't remember all that, miss. I'm sick over here. I'm in pain. I cannot remember family, person, all these names and all this stuff.
Okay. So how about while we're on the phone, I send you a detailed message and you confirm with me if you got it or not.
Yes. That is perfect. So that way I know what to say when they get here, because I would never remember that by Monday.
Okay. Now, let me just look at some information.
This is too much stuff. I'm sick. I can't remember all this stuff.
Do you have a pen and paper?
I ain't got no pen and paper. I'm downstairs. Pen and paper is upstairs. I got to wait till Joseph get here so he can help me get upstairs.
Okay. We're going to be in touch, of course, with Joseph again. But, okay. I just sent you a text message. Let me know if you received it.
Hold on. Hi, please make sure to mention the family first. It's the agency who was hiring Joseph Montarell. Yes.
Okay.
I got it. Yeah.
Okay, beautiful. And this, you said they're coming down to you on Mondays?
That's what they told me. Said be here Monday, 8:30, which I will be here.
Okay. So what I want you to do is just look out for that. They're going to try and tell you how many hours you've been approved. So look out for that as well. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
All righty. Be well then. We'll be in touch.
Okay.
All right. Take care.